Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable and to our good friend Sean Stone, who joins us each and every Thursday. He's here today to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. Again, arts editor at Metroland, metroland.net. Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. So let's begin with what you have seen, sir.
I saw a strange little thriller called American Ultra, starring Jesse Eisenberg as sort of a stoner convenience store clerk who was actually a CIA sleeper agent, and it's set in a small West Virginia town, and it's due to some weird CIA machinations, he's awakened. And it's one of those things where, you know, the schlep suddenly turns into the kung fu killer. It's interesting. Eisenberg is good. Kristen Stewart is very good as his girlfriend, and Connie Britton's in it, and Topher Grace. Some of the big reveals are handled kind of awkwardly. You know, this is kind of a really strange, ridiculous genre. The gold standard, of course, this is the Long Kiss Goodnight. Remember that one?
Yes.
With Gina Davis, who gets in a car accident and like kills a deer with her bare hands.
Yes.
But it's kind of fun. If you got nothing better to do.
I guess you can say that about any of this stuff. Yeah, you don't have anything better to do. Well, what the hell? Go see this. Excellent. So what else is happening as we wind down summer?
We are winding down summer, but the Mack Hayden Theater is still going strong in Chatham, and they're opening Thoroughly Modern Millie today at 2 o'clock, 2 and 8, I believe, and that runs through September 6th. Also tonight, one of the biggest names in comedy is at the Times Union Center in Albany. It's Kevin Hart. He's about to have another huge, you know, buddy comedy with Ice Cube coming out. And apparently the tour is doing very well, and it's very funny. Let's see. Friday night, SPAC is winding down. Chris Brown is going to be at SPAC, and I only mention that because whoever wrote the preview in this week's paper, I don't know who did it, but they said, we already know more about Chris Brown than we want to. And I thought that was a pretty apt.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that.
And then another thing that's winding down are outdoor festivals. So you should go to them while they're still happening, because soon you won't want to go outside. Saturday in Washington Park, it's the 20th annual Albany Latin Fest that gets started at 11 a.m., goes to 6 p.m. There's music, food, cultural activities, and there's a kids zone. And then Saturday night, back to SPAC for a concert that could have happened any time in the last 40 years. It's Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire. They still sound great.
Excellent. That sounds like a great show.
And then Saturday night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's Ian Hunter and the Rant Band. And this is the legendary Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople and his long solo career in Cleveland Rocks and Once Bitten, Twice Shy and All the Way from Memphis and all those great songs. Monday at the GE Theater at Proctor's, they're showing Psycho as part of their continuing AFI 100 series. I think there's three shows. Look it up online. Tuesday night, we're back to SPAC again, and we're really getting to the end of the season and going to go back in time to the 90s for Counting Crows and Citizen Cope. And then it's a bunch of new movies because the summer movies are sort of over, so we're getting sort of all of... None of these would be considered big summer movies. There's Diary of a Teenage Girl, which is sort of a really dark comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Alexander Skarsgård. Listen to Me, Marlon, which is a documentary about Marlon Brando that's culled from... Apparently, he was the Richard Nixon of the entertainment world and just recorded himself incessantly. Business meetings, interviews, under hypnosis. So apparently, it's fascinating.
Great.
There's a thriller called No Escape with Owen Wilson and his family in trouble in some unnamed Southeast Asian country, which I don't think is probably going to play well anywhere in Southeast Asia, judging from the trailer. And then there is a movie called We Are Your Friends with Zac Efron as a DJ musician who is, of course, going to have to leave his friends behind to become a success.
He's still working, huh? I didn't realize he had a new movie.
Oh, yeah. And then he's got Neighbors 2 coming up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Lots going on for him.
Answer all those unanswered questions in Neighbors 1.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of good stuff happening. You can find out more by going to Metroland.net. Metroland.net. And Sean Stone is the arts editor of that publication. Sean, it's always great to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.